Hello and welcome to video number one, which is the introduction. So let's talk about the game plan. So the overall view of this is to try to build authority first by providing some really targeted content, showing people that you know what you're talking about, and that will actually result in trust. So a lot of times, if you want to move into any market, the fastest way to build a following is to show that you know what you're talking about. So in other words, if you don't know what you're talking about in a particular niche, then that can become problematic. So it's going to be more valuable for you and more profitable for you to understand what you are selling. So for example, if you're doing something like affiliate marketing, and you are not as familiar with the niche, then you need to step aside and do a little bit of research, do a little bit of studying to understand who you're targeting, what their mindset is, and how they talk, because different communities talk differently. Different communities have different ways of speaking, different words they use, and all of that, different abbreviations, for example. So aside from that, I want you to realize that if you haven't been on Twitter or you have, you'll notice that content on Twitter moves very fast. So in other words, you post a piece of content and that can literally go down the page because so many people are posting content after content. So you have to realize that Twitter moves very, very fast. It's not like a lot of other social media platforms like Instagram, where somebody makes a post and then everybody views the post and all that. Twitter moves so fast that a lot of times people will be tweeting sometimes within a few minutes, just tons and tons and tons of posts because it's about 140 characters or less. So keep that in mind. When you get involved in this, this is why you need to know what you're selling or the niche really well. Because if you know it really well, then it's going to come to your mind really fast, right? So in a fast-paced moving environment, you will be able to move fairly quick. Now, if you haven't had this experience before, you can try it out. And as you know, you utilize the system, it'll get easier over time. So just to recap, we're going to focus on authority by providing really good content really, really fast. Now, the mindset here that I want you to take is this. A lot of times people get in Twitter, they really focus on building the brand, uploading their logos and all of that. But the mindset that I want you to take in this case is to focus less on you and more on your prospects. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you shouldn't upload your logos or all that. You should definitely brand your Twitter account. But when I say focus less on you and more on your prospects, that will allow you to sell less and that will allow you to help other people. When people begin to see that you're actually wanting to help others, they are going to follow you, all right? So mixing all of that together, in other words, because we're dealing with a fast-paced environment, in other words, people want content fast. So you want to keep your tweets short, you want to have catchy headlines, but you want to avoid looking like you're selling. So you could look through a lot of really good copywriting headlines to grab people's attention, and I'm going to show you how to go about, you know, getting those headlines that actually relate to your niche and that actually work really well without looking like a spammer, because that's what you don't want to look like. Now, what I want to do now is give you a bird's eye view of what's inside this video course. Obviously, this is video number one. Video number two, we're going to talk about what not to do. A lot of times it's easy to talk about what to do, but what if you make mistakes? What not to do? So we're going to talk about that in that video. Video number three, we'll talk about researching, and researching is going to help you formulate your game plan. So we're going to research all sorts of things. And I'm going to show you the step-by-step process of doing that. So once you actually have done research, then you have created your game plan and you don't have to do as much research from that point on. So really it's that as a step. And then once you're past that, you can move on. And of course, video number four, we'll talk about different types of content, how content is key, why it's important to distribute content, snippets of content, but not too much content. So in other words, you don't want to send people to links all the time. You want to give people content in snippets. But how do you do that is, of course, what we'll talk about in that video. And of course, video number five, we'll talk about giveaways and how giveaways can help you boost your following. And we'll take it one step further in video number six and talk about authority giveaways. So these are types of giveaways that will allow you to build more authority quite easily. So in other words, the concern a lot of people have is that they get in Twitter, it takes them months and months or even years to build a decent following. And with giveaways, you can build a fast following, but you want to be careful about how you do it because you don't want to gain a lot of freebie seekers at the same time. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about how to utilize giveaways to boost your authority. Now let's talk about what you need before you can actually get started. So obviously, very self-explanatory, you're going to need to have a Twitter account. Then next, you're going to need to have your website. You're going to need to have knowledge of the niche. So like I said earlier, it's very hard for someone that doesn't understand that niche. So if you hire someone, make sure that they understand it very well. A lot of times people hire virtual assistants and they have no knowledge whatsoever of the niche. So they're really going based off of script. And if you do that, then guess what? People are going to reflect on that. They're going to see that your brand is fake and that's what they're going to associate with you. So you have to be careful with that. So a lot of times when you hire somebody, look for somebody who actually has a background in that niche. And ultimately what's going to happen is if you do that, most likely the person is going to be more passionate about the niche and they're going to be able to talk about it in a much more thorough way. They're going to be able to use the jargon and all that. So in essence, that's a good way to bypass that roadblock, especially if you're doing something like affiliate marketing. And of course, you'll need some money if you want to utilize some tools to speed up the research. You don't need it, but like I said, I'm going to show you some tools that can actually speed things up. All right. So with that said, let's move on to video number two.